He's already a pop culture hero, a fugitive, a renegade challenging the rich and powerful, an internet visionary. What does WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange need right now? Why, a TV talk show, of course.
I'm Julian Assange. We've exposed the world's secrets. For 500 days now, I've been detained without charge. But that hasn't stopped us. Today, we're on a quest for revolutionary ideas that can change the world tomorrow.
That's the intro to Julian Assange's new talk show, and the music you hear underneath is by MIA. The show's called The World Today, and Assange, the man most famous for founding WikiLeaks, tapes the show from the home in England where he is under house arrest. The program airs on Russia Today, also known as RT, a Russian government-backed news network and website. We thought we'd ask Alessandra Stanley about it, television critic for our partner in The New York Times, who watched the first episode of The World Today. So does Matt Lauer have anything to worry about, Alessandra Stanley?
He might. I don't know if you saw it, but it didn't look like a regular TV because the production values were, you know, constrained by his circumstances. I mean, it was somewhere between, say, Wayne's World and C-SPAN, but he wasn't bad at all.
And, you know, you've got a character who you don't normally see on television and a kind of Wayne's World low-res style that you don't often see on television. I would think both of those would be solid positives in a world of very, very similar-looking TV talk shows.
Well, but he looks also a lot like web interviews and sometimes Al Jazeera or whatever. I think it's who he is that draws people for obvious reasons. And the question is, is there an audience for what he has to say? And obviously there is a small audience for it. It was worth watching for me. Let's put it that way.
What do you think the parameters are for a web TV show, which this is predominantly, and a cable or a network show?
You mean what's the difference?
Well, I mean, what succeeds on the web that would never work on television, and what has to succeed on the web to draw the particular audience?
What he does have is the power of his popularity and the fact that, especially in this country, it's not a very mainstream or popular point of view. So you'll have people who agree with him watching because it's the only place they really can see him unfiltered. You know, he gets interviewed a lot, but one of the reasons he's doing a talk show is because he doesn't like the way he's portrayed in these articles. So you have a built-in audience that will follow you wherever you are, whether it's on the web or on radio or on cable.
So it's more talk than actual show, in a sense. Is this like The Young Turk?
Sorry, there's no variety part. There's no singing guests. There's
exactly.
No cooking elements. No.
But is it like the Young Turk, concept that MSNBC picked up and then now went over to Current TV?
No, because, again, he's under house arrest, so there's a limit to where he can go, and there's also a limit. The kinds of guests he wants to attract are people like Nasrallah, who can't leave Lebanon either, you know, so it's not exactly like it's going to be a real talk show. It's mainly going to be it's going to be more like a radio show that has a camera on it.
Right. You know, maybe that would have helped Olbermann at Current TV. If he'd been under house arrest, it might have lasted longer. Alessandra Stanley, a television critic for our partner in the New York Times, watching the first episode of The World Today, Julian Assange's new talk show on Russia Today. Thanks so much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.